set on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet, I'm God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Monday, July 14th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Don't send me any videos or long stories during the show. You can send those to me after 12 noon when I get off the air. I want to start off this morning with the Flatline, Rick Hughes Ministries show we've been carrying for a few years now. Airs on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan, as well as the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The two websites, yourdefendingfathers.com, WCHY, thecallletters.us. Those two websites, and the two phone apps. Tune in, capital T, capital I, one word, download the free one, then search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice, as well as the Simple Radio app, which is dedicated to the radio station. Download Simple Radio, two words, capital S, capital R, search for the call letters, WCHY, We're Constant Hits of Yesteryear. And you can listen to the radio station on your cell phone, tablet, computer. Whenever you're outside of the listening area of 97.7 FM, you can still be with us. The show airs every Sunday from 7:30 to 8. And it was a very interesting show this past Sunday. I'm used to getting up for the show 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, prepping for the show, reading stories, looking at different things, connecting the dots one last time before I go live on the microphone. So I'm up listening to it, having my coffee, sitting out in my Lazy Boy. And it was a very personalized message this past Sunday. I don't know how many of you heard it. But he mentioned the book of Ephesians in the Bible. What is your calling? What is God's plan for your life? What did he put you on this planet to do? Everyone has a mission. Everyone has something that he created you for. Very simple question. What is it? It was such an interesting, thought-provoking idea that got me thinking about it. The show went off the air at 8 o'clock. I then went to the website, newhope.cc, to get my Bible lesson for the day from New Hope Church down in Williamsburg with Pastor Craig. As soon as that was over, 9:15, I went down and seen Rick Randall, my chiropractor. You've heard him on the show as the author of the book Road Trip. And I asked Rick that question. What is our mission? Why are you here? Why am I here? Why does our radio family exist? What is our calling? Why have we all come together to participate in this show? We're going to get into that. We're going to continue also in the second hour with Missy from My Pure Health Solution. I'm going to ask her the same question. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
In Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one here on this Monday. Tigers went into a little bit of a skid. They still entered the All-Star break today with the best record in baseball. But they lost four games in a row. The last game of the previous series and three straight to the Seattle Mariners. Six Tigers are going to the All-Star game. Tarek Skubal is going to start the All-Star game. That's tomorrow night at, I believe, 8 o'clock on Fox. Casey Mize, another pitcher. Riley Green. Javi Baez. Unbelievable team going to the All-Stars. Six of them are Tigers. Zach McKinstry, great team, but they went into a skid. I think it exposed a couple of things. We need a closer in the bullpen, a fireballer that can come in and throw 99, 100 miles an hour, strike guys out. Here it is. Hit it if you can. Right down the middle. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Three strikes, you're out. Next batter, three strikes, you're out. Next batter, three strikes, you're out. Game over, Tigers win. Bullpen has really hurt us. And I think it exposed something. With the best record in baseball, even better than the 1984 Tigers that started out 35-5. Think about that. They played 40 games. They won 35 out of 40. But they, even heading into the All-Star break, only had 56 victories. This year's Tigers have 59. They're three games better than the world champion Detroit Tigers of 1984. Lance Parents, Parrish, Alan Trammell, Lou Whitaker, the whole crowd, Gibby, that fantastic team, this team's better. And they lost four games in a row to close out the first half. What is their calling? Is it their calling to fix it? Scott Harris, the new president of operations, A.J. Hinch, the manager, working to go and find a closer, a power-hitting third baseman, whatever it is that we need to finish off the missing pieces to this puzzle. Are the Detroit Tigers of this year, 2025, going to go to the World Series? Or is God going to humble them? You guys started off so good. Six Tigers go to the All-Star game. You have the best record in baseball, better than the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Yankees. In baseball, a lot of it's about the money. Both LA Dodgers and New York Yankees have basically almost a 2.5 times the budget that the Detroit Tigers are paying their players. And we have a better record than both of them. So what's their calling? Are they going to fix the problems and get back on their winning ways, win the division, walk right through the playoffs, and get into the World Series this year? Is that what this team is destined to do? Is that what God put them on this planet for? We'll find out. But the question is, what is your calling? Well, Trucker, I'm just a little old me. I'm just, you know, I'm a nobody. I'm not on the radio like you. I don't really do anything other than go to work every day. I try to be a good husband, a good father, but basically, I don't really have a calling. Yes, you do. See, there's a book that Rick Hughes will mail to you for free. It's thin. It's probably, well, I'm going to hold it up here. If you squeeze it together to look at it, it's probably 1/4 inch. That's it. All the pages, including at the end, all the references. We're only talking 62 pages. 62 pages. You can read it really in an afternoon. if you want to study it as you read it, it might take you a day and a half. Read 10 pages a night, it'll take you a week. It's called Christian Problem Solving. On the cover, John 16:13, He will lead and guide you into all truth. Well, part of that truth he talked about on Sunday was your calling. Ephesians got into the book. And it was kind of interesting. As I was sitting there listening, it was like he was speaking to me. I know he was speaking to all of us, but I felt like it was a message for me to hear yesterday. And it was very interesting because I internalized what I was hearing. And one of the things that you have to look at is the fact that this calling, this mission that we want to find out what it is, our mission is, requires a little bit of reflection. It makes you stop and think, yeah, why? Why am I here? What is my mission? What is it exactly, God, you put me here for? What is it you want me to do? And one of the things I believe is that this radio family is together because he chose us to network. He chose us to hear each other. You text me, I text you back. If it's a really good comment, I put it on the air. I say exactly what you send to me. Now, one of the things I think that's really interesting in going through this analysis is the fact that we have to, in some way, some unique way, we do this reflection and then we come together and share it with one another. I tell you what my mission is, you tell me what your mission is. That way we're able to understand each other as to why you're here. I get to understand why you're here specifically listening to this show. You understand what I feel my mission is. And together, we find a way to make your mission and my mission support one another. We have sponsors. They have businesses. They believe in their products, goods, and services. And they want you to come and take advantage of those services, those products, whatever it is that they are offering. We support one another. Many of you have actually gone and paid a visit to some of our sponsors. Some of you have gone over to Curtis Gunsmithing. Some of you have got a hold of Missy and went through a wellness scan or a fat burning program and lost weight and became healthier. You know, the thing of it is, you have to stop and ask yourself again, is that question? If you're listening right now, stop, do some self-reflection, think about this. And at the bottom of the hour news break, if you don't mind, text me what you think your calling is. What is your mission? Why are you here? Stop and think about it. And absolutely, absolutely text me in just a sentence or two What is your calling? Did God put you here to be the best husband to your spouse? Or to be the best father to your children? Or is it your vocation, your job, your business, to be part of your church, to be part of your city, your township, your village, your county, your local community, your church community? What is it that you believe your calling is? And after you text me that one or two sentences as to what you think your calling is, then put at the end, yes or no. Yes, I can share your calling. I won't mention names, but I'll just say, yes, you can share my calling. I'll say what your calling is without mentioning your name. Or if you want me to mention your name with your calling, end it with yes, yes, or no. No, don't share my calling. And no, no means don't share my calling and don't share my name. I got it. But you want me to know what your calling is. Because one thing that he talked about in this book, Christian Problem Solving, and the show yesterday, again, I'm talking about Rick Hughes' show, The Flatline, airs 7:30 to 8 a.m. every Sunday on the radio station and on our network. And if you'd like to get a copy, a free copy of this book, Christian Problem Solving, just text me Rick, R-I-C-K. And I'll send you the screenshot of how to contact them, get a hold of them. Go online, rickhughesministries.org, and you can actually order it online, or you can send them an email, or you can give them a call. But it was just interesting. And I thought the timing of it was perfect. Exactly what it is our callings are and how we need to share it with each other. By sharing it with someone, you put it out there into the universe that now somebody else knows what you believe your calling is, somewhat can support you in it. Support you in your calling, you can support them in their calling, and together you can help one another. That's what I believe we are going through right now. We have choices to participate in certain things this year, preparing for next year's election, and we need to know why we are doing this. Why are we doing all of this this year in preparation for next year? So go ahead. Text me one sentence, two sentences as to what your calling is. Yes, I can read it. Yes, yes, I can include your name. Or no, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.